You are listening to a sermon by Dr. Saeed Nasir Zaidi, recorded on Sunday, May 31st, 2015, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
So today, we are going to talk about the topic. You can see intercession of that. No, I'm not. I'll save you. Yeah. So intercession of Jesus Christ in the Quran. This is our topic today, and I've already. Shared with this my opinion, Veronica, that we have a lot of common grounds and commonalities, and we have a lot of common issues and common spiritual principles, and we can enrich each other, and we can give our own perspective. So, for example, if you are in your faith, so you have your own perspective. Issue is same, principle is same, spirituality, morality, and ethics, everything is same. But maybe if from Muslim side, from Quranic perspective, if I'm talking the same issue, then you will get more perspectives, more dimension and aspects. So this is always very important, and I'm already experiencing this, because whenever I'm talking and discussing with Christian scholars, so at the same time, I'm learning a lot, but I'm also contributing because I have my own background and my perspective. So this is why I think that this is very good to have programs together and kind of interfaith harmony, or to get to know to each other. And then it is also very important that we really don't understand each other. I mean, if we sit together and we listen to each other, then there are a lot of misconceptions that will not be there then, because we don't understand theology and understanding and ideology of others. We have to sit together, and then we have to discuss, for example, what is the message of Bible. So that I don't want to go to in detail. So first of all, I would like to see that what Quran is saying about Jesus Christ. In my last speech in Kontalan, I spoke in detail about the characteristics of Jesus in the Quran. So, but today I just picked up only one aspect. If you see, this Quran says Jesus is a sign, source of knowledge of the day of judgment. So do not be in doubt about it and follow me. This is the straight way. So basically, Prophet Muhammad is saying this, that Jesus is a sign of the day of judgment. So how we can say that he is a sign of the day of judgment? This is very interesting term in the Quran. But without having perspective and background, we cannot understand the meaning of that Jesus is a sign and source of knowledge of the day of judgment. Basically, in Islamic theology, Jesus will come back, and he is still alive, and he will be sent down by the God on the earth, and then he will again govern this earth. So he was not killed, but he was lifted at that time. So this is a perspective. So when Jesus is coming again, then he will be the sign of the day of judgment. It means that now the day of judgment and hereafter is very near and close, because Jesus is now sign and source of knowledge. From seeing that Jesus, people will understand now the day of judgment is very close and very near. So we have already very beautiful discussion. I don't know biblical perspective, but signs of the day of judgment. What will be the signs? How we will be able to understand? And what will be the signs of Jesus Christ when he's coming? Before his coming to the earth again. So there will be some signs. Then we will understand that now something is going to be happen. So this is what we see in first Quranic verse. And the second is, there is none among the people of the book, but will surely believe in him, Jesus, before his death, and on the day of resurrection, he will be a witness against them. So this is again very interesting Quranic verse. You see that Quran is saying that people of the book, people of the book mean all the Christians and Jews in this Quranic verse, and say that surely believe in him before his death. Both before our death, we will come to know exactly about Jesus, and we will have our real faith on Jesus. This is totally two different aspects. That still we claim, for example, if we are Christian, then we claim that we believe and we have a faith on Jesus. But how much of us are really practicing Christian? How much of us are really adopting the qualities and characteristics of Jesus Christ? This is very important. How much of us are really true believer and have a faith on Jesus Christ? Similarly, this is happening in Muslim culture. So we are always talking this issue that we claim a lot, but these are just wording. But how much of us are really follow the way of Prophet Muhammad or God? So this is very important. So before our death, so this is very interesting concept given by the Quran. And again, I don't know biblical perspective, but I will take benefit from you. That before our death, we will be shown everything and every reality. Because we will see at that time our past, what we have been done in this world. And we will also be able to see our future, what will happen with us in the Day of Judgment. So we will be in between these two era basically. We will see our past, and at that time we will understand that what was right thing to do and we didn't do, or we did or whatever. So here this Quranic verse says that we'll surely believe in him before his death. So everyone will believe this belief, and this faith will be real faith. This will be true faith. This will not be ceremonial and traditional. So this is a... And but what does it mean that he will be the witness against them? So this is again very interesting. That how we can say when at the one we are saying that we will have true belief in Jesus, and then how he will give the witness against us? Because the message which is being going to be conveyed in the Quran, that at that time, this will not be helpful for us. Because when you have seen the reality, when you have seen everything which is right, which is wrong, so then you are putting your faith, then there will be no worth. Worth is, or value is now, when we don't know exactly, right and wrong, or in depth status of Jesus Christ or God, and we need to follow the way of God. So if we are trying our best now to distinguish right from wrong, and we are trying to manifest the attributes and names of God and Jesus Christ in our life, then this is worthful, and then this is valuable. So Jesus Christ will be a witness against us in the Day of Judgment, if we are not a true follower of Jesus Christ. This is a message of Quran here in this Quran verse. So please, next. Yeah. So now this ayah we say that remember the time when the angel said, O Mary, Allah gives you the good news of a word from him whose name is Jesus, the son of Mary. A man of status in this world and the hereafter, and one of those who are near to Allah. Now just see this Quranic verse again. There are two or three main characteristics of Jesus Christ mentioned in this Quranic verse. that Allah says that Jesus will be the Word of God. So Word of God, why we say Word of God? Normally when we use this, these are the words. Basically when I'm talking to you, my words are expressing my whatever I have, my insight, my meanings, my approach. So Jesus is the Word of God. We cannot understand God until we don't see the words of God. So Jesus is basically explaining us and showing us the essence of God. So this is why Quran says He is the Word of God. So if I'm not talking to you, you will not understand that what is my capacity, what is my ability, what is my knowledge, what is my ambitions, what are my aims. So if I'm speaking to you, then you will come to know. Otherwise, you will not understand. So similarly, when Jesus is a Word of God, so if Jesus was not there, so people were not able to understand exactly what are the objectives of God, why He sent all the prophets and some other issues and principles. So then a man of status in the world. You see, this is again the second characteristics of Jesus Christ. What is the meaning of man of status? Let me share with you two or three other translations, because Arabic is the original language. So the word in Arabic is used basically wajihan. The word wajihan means the man of status, the man of honor, the man of respect. And the word wajihan means face, basically. So normally we use the word face in our spiritual context. For example, we say for face saving. We are doing this for face saving. So if we are in embarrassing situation, for example, so we want to hide our face, you know. So when Quran is saying that Jesus will have the face in the day of judgment and in this world, He will be able to stand before God because of His face, because of His dignity, because of His honor, because of His status. So this is a great position that He will have. And all of us, for example, so we will be embarrassing with our deeds and whatever we have done. But Jesus will not be like this. So when He has this face to stand before God, then He can say to God that, okay, I want to intercede this person or that person. I want to help this person or that person. So because of His position, He will take benefit from His position. And this is what Quran is saying about Jesus. And on those who are near to Allah, this is the third characteristics of Jesus Christ, that He is one of the, again I will come back to the Arabic word, which is muqarrabin. The word muqarrabin in Arabic means the most closest one. So you see what Quran is saying. Quran is saying that Jesus is the one of the most closest people in the world and universe to God. So this is these are the characteristics. And then in next verse, and those whom they call on besides Him have no authority for intercession, but He who bear witness of the truth, and they know Him. And this is the main ayah we connect with the intercession of Jesus Christ. Because we have already saw that He will be the witness in the day of judgment. And still we believe that Jesus is witnessing our deeds. Whatever we are doing, whatever we do. Whether according to your perspective that He has been killed, or He has sacrificed Himself, or Muslim perspective that He has been lifted and He is alive now. But in both, we say that He is there and He is witnessing our deeds and our actions. And whatever we are doing in the public or in our individual and in our private life. But He is witnessing. If He is not witnessing, that how He can be witness in the day of judgment? So you cannot say. So it means that Jesus is seeing ourselves. And whatever we are doing in the presence of Jesus Christ. And then if we know that He is seeing us and our deeds are being presented to Jesus Christ, then it will affect our position, our deeds and our morality and ethics. Everything will be changed. But it needs to really pay more attention to this aspect. So this is why we say that He will be the witness, and only those who will have this power in the day of judgment to witness their people, so they can only intercede in the day of judgment. So this is why we say that Jesus is will intercede all of us in the day of judgment. So this is the main us. Next, please. Now, different types of intercession in the Quran. So now we are going to talk about intercession in itself. Now we are not talking about Jesus Christ, but maybe some aspects are there. But now we will talk about intercession in itself. What is the meaning of intercession? And what are the different aspects and dimensions of intercession in the Quran? And they are very similar to biblical approach also. So I will not have much time to compare, but as we discuss the, He will have the face and He will have the honor. I think that what we were reciting here, can we, I don't know, relate it? When we say whom He called, He also justified, and those whom He justified, He also glorified. I think that when we are saying glorified, maybe how we can relate it or not, I have to think about this. But there are some verses now we need to work on it. So similarly, first aspect is that, first type of intercession, no intercession in the day of judgment. God says there is no intercession in the day of judgment. Have fear of the day when every soul will be responsible for itself. No intercession or ransom will be accepted, and no one will receive help. This is the clear stance now in the Quran. Next, please. But we have some other verses. If we want to understand Quran, so we cannot just see one verse and take the message. Similarly in Bible, whenever I'm talking with Christian scholars, so I have my own understanding from the text. But when he is bringing me to the perspective and he's saying, no, you have to see the real context. And then when we combine other verses, then we come to know exactly what is the real meaning of this verse. So similarly, so we have to, there are a lot of mistakes now we see that some people are criticizing Quran. Why they are criticizing? Because when you are picking one Quranic verse, so you will not get the message. You will, because some messages of Quran and similarly Bible are universal. You can apply these principles everywhere. But some principles are culturally bound and time oriented. So many things are related to 1400 years before. If Quran was revealed 1400 years before, the Arab society of that time, the culture of that time, social values of that time, so Quran has to address these social values. Intellectual level, cultural level, everything was different. So this is why sometimes we see the reflection of these cultures in the Quranic verses. And if we take the message as it is, just from the apparent and literal aspect of the Quranic verse, then we are basically deviating from the right path. So this is important to know. So now, only with the permission of God. Now God is saying, only those who are getting permission, they will intercede in the day of judgment. So no one will be able to intercede for the others except the one who has entered into covenant with the All Merciful. So this Quranic verse says, those who have this covenant or binding agreement with God. What is the meaning of binding agreement with God? So we have another Quranic verse. Please go ahead. Yeah, just see that this Quranic verse is explaining another thing. The Quran says, children of Adam, did I not make a covenant with you that you should not worship Satan? He is surely a clear enemy to you, and that you worship me, surely that is the straight path. So here in this Quranic verse, it's a clearly binding agreement is mentioned. So what was that time when we had this agreement with God? This is a big question in Islamic theology. Some theologians are saying that before coming to this world, our soul was there, and God gathered all the souls, and then he got the promise and commitment at that time. Now, after coming to this world, we may or maybe forgetting this one or whatever it is, but there is another deeper interpretation of this Quranic verse. And I support the second interpretation I'm going to tell now, that this is related to our nature, inborn nature, that Quran several places emphasizing on the issue of nature, that this is our nature, this is the part of our creation, that we have divine inclination and tendencies. We are by nature, we believe that we should not follow evil things. So this is part of, we have consciousness. So our consciousness is also telling us that if something is bad, if something is wrong, if something is oppression, if something is transgression, so we should avoid this. And we should really criticize, and we should not involve ourselves. So this is the agreement. So those who are, for example, we are not from, but the prophets of God, including Jesus Christ, they are the real personalities on the earth, who are really fulfilling their obligations and their promises. We believe that we are not fulfilling our promises, but Jesus and other prophets of God are. So they will have this position in the day of judgment to intercede. So Quran is now saying that who can intercede in the day of judgment? Those who are fulfilling their commitments and promises. So can we go back? Yeah. So the second verse, on that day, no one's intercession will be of any benefit unless he has received permission from the beneficent God and whose word is acceptable to him. So again, whose word is acceptable to him? This is again general, but we should know exactly that whether our words are important for God, he's listening to us, or like Jesus Christ, Muhammad, peace be upon him, or other prophets of God. So this is what Quran is saying about intercession. Next, please. Now the question is that, is there any contradiction? Because in some Quranic verses, God is saying that there is no intercession. And then in other Quranic verses, God is saying that those who are getting my permission, they will intercede in the day of judgment. Apparently, there is a contradiction. But there is a very beautiful message also. God says that whatever you have, whatever the quality you have, all of your qualities are not your essential part of your personality. I, for example, God says, I am knowledgeable. You have also knowledge. So I have generosity. You have also this. But my knowledge is the part of my existence. But your knowledge is given by me. This is not essential part of your soul and your heart. So similarly, if you are given the permission to intercede in the day of judgment, then this is not the essential part. This is what given from me to you. This, I gave you this permission. You should always understand that you are entrusted this position. So this is, similarly, we have beautiful discussion, so I will maybe another time, that God says that I am the real creator of this universe. You are not real creator. Yes, of course, we are creating all the time. We have creativity, and we are manufacturing so many things in our life. But God says that real creator is I am a real creator. Because you are not creating anything. You are just taking benefit from the existing creations. And you are just trying to put everything together and manufacturing another thing. You are not a creator. But I am a real creator. I am bringing into existence. You are not bringing anything into existence. You are just taking benefit which whatever we have already in this universe. So how you can say that you are real owner? So you are not real owner and you are not real creator. I am the real creator. So this is what we see in the Quran. Next, please. So we have a little bit time. Yeah.
Yeah, we have time. It's up to you.
Okay, so you see that what is intercession? Now we cannot basically define this term. Sometimes we define and we give definition, but sometimes we want to mention the main elements and ingredients of one concept just to make it more clear. So you see that what intercession includes basically. So first, lack of capability to reach the goals. So when we talk about intercession, it means that we don't have enough capacity and enough ability to get the salvation and prosperity in the day of judgment. So this is why this capacity is not enough. The qualities we acquired in this world, our righteousness, our piousness, our religiousness is good, but not enough to reach our goals. So this is why we need to enrich ourselves. We need that someone must help us because we are lacking. We are insufficient. We have deficiency. To complete and accomplish this deficiency, we need someone to intercede us. Second is needs to add more power to accomplish the main source of intercession. So main source is we are. We are the main source. Our capability and ability and righteousness is the main source. So if Jesus Christ is interceding us, so he is not an independent source. He is just helping our source, basically, what we are lacking and what is our deficiency. So third one is the role of intercession is to complete the source rather than to become an independent source. So this is what we need to understand. Next, please. What is intercession and where does it apply? Not able to meet the merit on the principle of justice of God. This is another beautiful discussion in Islamic theology, that we all believe that if we expect the justice of God, then we will not be forgiven and there will not be no salvation. Because justice is always very difficult. Even if our ordinary life, for example, you see that, for example, being a judge, if I use my justice and no compassion and no mercy, then I will punish everyone. For example, if police officer is coming and there are some violations where there is a discretion of police officer. For example, if you are forgetting your license, then it is up to the police officer that whether he's fining you or not. But if he is doing this, he's using the principle of justice. But again, he was able to, but he didn't do this. So similarly, if this is why we have very beautiful supplication. The wording of the supplication is that, O God, we are not looking for your justice. We are looking for your mercy. So if you are dealing with us, with your justice, then this will not be good for us in the day of judgment. And second is principle of mercy and forgiveness can replace the principle of justice. I think if I am not doing wrong, this is different perspective in Bible. Because I think biblical perspective is that the principle of mercy and forgiveness and compassion is the part of the principle of justice. But in Islamic theology, we divide all these three. That there is a principle of justice, this is a principle of mercy, this is a principle of forgiving. So we have to see that which principle is going to be applied. So if Jesus Christ is interceding us, then he is basically not asking for justice of God. He is helping us that we should come out under the principle of justice and go to under the umbrella of principle of mercy of God. This is what Jesus Christ will do. And this is very important, that if we are not getting the mercy of God and he was not showering his mercy, then this will not be good for us in the day of judgment. And then the third is, intercession can be related to higher level of perfection and spirituality. Sometimes we are good. So we are righteous, we are pious, we have done everything according to Bible or Quran. But again, we have lot of shortcomings. Despite the fact that we are doing good, again, we are not perfect. And this is why Jesus is there. Because we are imperfect and God is absolutely perfect. We need someone in between to intercede us. And so the perfect being is helping us because we are imperfect. This is why we are in need of Jesus Christ and other prophets of God. So in this Quranic verse, we see that even we are in need of intercession in the day of judgment to get the higher level of spirituality. In the day of judgment, for example, we are also have a good position there. But when I see your position, I will see in the day of judgment that you have a better position. You are getting more rewards in the day of judgment. So I am not getting. Then this feeling will be very bad. To get rid of this feeling and this situation, again I need intercession. To get the higher levels of spirituality and ethics. Next, please. So now we have an issue, does principle of intercession encourage us to commit more sin? So I think that maybe another time I will explain these aspects. So thank you very much for listening to me and for this topic. So if I was able to take your questions and discussion, it was very good, but I'm very sorry I have to go.